Get 50% off at the School of Podcasting, a last five and five, and did you really say that? All on today's episode number 67 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, brought to you by GoToMeeting.com.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Let's get all the business stuff out of the way. Our show archives are at schoolofpodcasting.net. Our hours of tutorials and our hundreds of resources for you to take your podcast to the next level, that's available at schoolofpodcasting.com. Of course, if you want to email me, simply send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call in your comments at 888-563-3228. On the show today, we are talking about those storytelling podcasts and how they can get you into trouble. All in today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, along with the last five in five. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You could save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. The problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. We've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world anytime and anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, so as you know, About a couple months ago, I started a storytelling or a diary type podcast called Building a Better Dave. The thought being was I had started dating again after being married for 10 years and was getting back in the dating pool, and I plan on going back to college. I'm starting in January, and I thought, well, this should have some fun adventures, and let's give this a shot. And so I just started talking about my life and trying to restrict it to things that either made you laugh, cry, think, or moan. That was my criteria, because, I mean, who wants to hear about, well, today I did laundry. So off I went to do this podcast, and here's some things, some tips I've come across this. Number one, I remember when Podcast 411 first came out, Rob would not give his last name. He was just Rob, and there were a lot of people that were very, very hesitant about giving any information out, because it is the internet, and you never know when you're going to get weird people or stalkers or things like that, and it was just best to keep some of that information behind the scenes. Now, of course, everybody knows Rob's name is Rob Walsh. He's wrote Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, along with another author whose name I cannot remember. Let me pull the book out. It is Murr Lafferty. There we go. Sorry, Murr. And so here's what I wanted. Here's my tips on this. If you're doing if you're thinking of starting a podcast, and it's going to be just kind of a, you know, talk about your life kind of thing. One of my favorites is, there are two favorites of mine. One is Dan Klass's The Bitterest Pill. And mine is just a cheap imitation of that. Very cheap. And Digital Flotsam by P.W. Fenton. Love those two. And so here's some insights on this that I never thought of. Number one, be careful what you put out there. See, because I was trying to be kind of controversial and witty at times. And, you know, well, I'll just put it this way. Last weekend, my new girlfriend's 15-year-old daughter Googled me. And, of course, the episode about masturbation being an Olympic sport is what came up. Yeah. You know, and then somebody else pointed out that if you're going to do a storytelling, here's my life kind of podcast, do you belong to a church? Do you belong to a workplace? Do you belong to some sort of organization that may find some of your content slightly unsuitable for their organization, yeah, that should be something you should think about then. Because you never know when somebody's going to Google you. Just for fun, you know, if you haven't done it in a while, Google yourself. It's interesting because Dave Jackson is an actor. He's I think he's a basketball player in the UK. There's a couple other Dave Jacksons. But lucky me, my girlfriend's daughter Googled Jammin' Dave, which is one of the reasons I use that wacky little nickname, which was given to me when I was 15 because I used to play my guitar at my day job when I was a grocery packer. Because there aren't that many Jammin' Daves. And it makes it easy to find me, which is not always a good thing if it's your 15-year-old, you know, daughter of your girlfriend thing. So, just something to think about. If you're getting ready to start a podcast, think about all the people that could possibly hear your podcast. Because the other interesting thing is, in some ways, I wasn't promoting this podcast a lot. In other ways, I was promoting it a lot. But they will find it. And they don't find the things like the School of Podcasting. They don't find the Musicians Corner. No. They find the episode about why masturbation should be an Olympic sport. So, anyway, that's just, you know... That's one of the reasons why I started that podcast, is because if I'm going to be advising people on that, I should probably have one, and I still do. It's still around. And it's at betterdave.com if you want to go hear that episode. And it's actually, that episode is called Please Take My Sperm, if you want to listen to that. Anyway, it's about fertility treatments. Anyway, so that's my advice for today. If you're going to be doing a diary podcast, or if you're thinking of starting one, put some thought into maybe who could possibly be listening, and just be ready to accept the consequences and be ready to defend yourself when people attack you for saying things that they feel you shouldn't be saying. So, anyway, that's it. Now, let's get on to our last five in five. All right, the last five in five today is from Mike Wills of New Music Today. Check it out. It's the New Music Today podcast. It's newmusictoday.net. Speaking of new music, this is just sad. I just read this. James Brown, the godfather of soul, you know, hot pants, huh, mashed potato. He was just inducted to the UK Music Hall of Fame. I just saw this on VH1 Classic. And then we'll get to our last five and five. You'll see why I'm saying this in a second. He did say he accepted his award. He came out and he did I Feel Good. And for the first time ever, I actually told people this weekend, I said, you know, James Brown is looking old, because his face was real skinny, his voice wasn't that good, but here's the cool thing, his acceptance speech was, once he thanked all the, you know, the music people and his manager and things like that, he said, I want you to look to the person on your right and say I love you. He said, okay, now, and everybody kind of giggled, because it's a room full of industry people, and okay, now I want you to turn to the left and tell that person I love you. And he said, look, we got to clean up the lyrics. We got to take the kids to a new place and clean up the music. Thank you very much. And I just thought, wow, you know, the godfather of soul gets it. So, James Brown, rest in peace. Maybe we'll throw some James Brown at the end of this. But anyway, getting back to our last five and five, it is from Mike Wills, newmusictoday.net. Mike, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Are you tired of trying to go through the 30-plus songs a day artists upload to the Podsafe Music Network? Do you want to know when your favorite artist uploads a new track? Let me do the work for you. New Music Today only plays the newest Podsafe music from the Podsafe Music Network. This 6-minute podcast will play one song from the Podsafe Music Network most weekdays. Come check us out today at newmusictoday.net or newmusictoday.podshow.com.
All right, thank you, Mike. And here's Mike's last five and five. Number one, Geek News Central at geeknewscentral.com. The second one, New Music Today, says one of my podcasts on Podcaster News. He says it's newmusictoday.net. He says, I always listen to my own shows to make sure they keep sounding good. Yeah, I always listen to them before I upload them, and I listen to them after they've uploaded just to make sure, you know, the feed's working okay. Security Now at twit.tv. is number three. Number four, UC Radio Pod Show. That's at ucradio.podshow.com. And last but not least, Podholes. That's P-O-D-H-O-L-E-S. Podholes.com. So, Mike, thank you very much. Everybody check out his podcast at newmusictoday.net. I was going to play some James Brown for you. Actually, before I get to that, I do have an important announcement. Let me get some important announcement music. Hey, if you've been thinking about checking out theschoolofpodcasting.com, our hundreds of resources, our hours of tutorials, quit wasting your time doing all those Google searches. We've got it all in one place, but you just weren't sure. Hey, check this out. I know Christmas is over, but Santa is still around. That's right. If you check out, if you sign up the School of Podcasting, there's a place for a coupon code. That coupon code is Santa, S-A-N-T-A. Use that code, get 50% off your first month. And of course, you can unsubscribe anytime you'd like. So check it out. Little year-end bonanza here at theschoolofpodcasting.com with the coupon code Santa. Check it out. Now, that's really going to do it for this edition. I was going to play some James Brown today, being that he has passed away. I'm sorry to hear that. And at one point, James Brown was on the PodSafe Music Network, and he's not anymore. He must have had it removed. So there you go. But nonetheless, James Brown, we will miss you. And as always, feel free to email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. And can I take it to the bridge? Can I take it to the bridge? Take me to the bridge. Hey, that's going to do it. Till we meet again, class dismissed.